Yesterday, I caught up with Maurice Enright, who's founder and chairperson of Sarah Husky Animal Rescue. And he told me, well, a very grim tale. He feels that when it comes to animal cruelty and respecting the rights of animals, we are getting worse, not better.
I thought last year was bad, but so far this year, it's off the scale altogether, what people are doing. And of various ages. You know, I'm not talking youngsters here. I'm talking people in their 60s and 70s. We had an issue last week with a lady who just picked her dog up and slammed it off the ground. And look, they were spotted and she will be prosecuted for it. But she picked it up and slammed it off the ground twice and then kicked it. Another situation where we took a dog and the only part of the dog you could see was his nose. And we would have estimated that it would have taken about 4 to 5 years to get to the state that he was in. And again, another lady, just not really taking care of things, like, you know.
Are we talking about neglect? So the animals got matted and just...
Yeah. And obviously there's a lot of infections and ear trouble and stuff like that, like, you know, going on underneath when you get to... when you get to shaving them, it's worse. It's worse things are getting.
Because we pride ourselves as a nation of animal lovers. Laws have never been so strict in terms of animal welfare and animal protecting animals' rights. Or is it a case that the laws are there or they're not being implemented? Or is there something deeper going on in society?
Well, that's a myth anyway, because we're the puppy capital of Europe. So effectively, if you want, you can walk down to the post office tomorrow, pick up a breeding license for 500 euros, and away you go. And you can breed anything up to 60 bitches. Occasionally, you might get checked on if somebody makes a complaint or something like that. But aside from that, walk away. Zero regulation when it comes to puppy farming or even breeding pups. They did bring in new laws, but by no means were they harsh enough. You know, they don't have this problem. They don't have this problem in Germany. They don't have a problem in Sweden. They think we're mad because we are one of the richest countries in Europe, but yet we're one of the poorest when it comes to animal welfare. And this idea of us loving animals, I'm not sure where that one came from because I've never seen it. Not in the 12 years that I've been doing this. You know, you do obviously get people who love their animals and will do right by them. And they're kind of, you know, it's kind of a yin and a yang. It's some people take it to the extremes. Whether, you know, they've got little shoes on and jackets on and God knows what else they have. You know, they're like, it's more like a trend and it's more like a, you know, they're going out for a dress up. Whereas, you know, I'm more happy with. But dogs are just that are being looked after and their needs are being looked after. So if you've got a German Shepherd or if you've got a Collie, if you've got a working breed, you know, you have to, those needs have to be taken care of. You know, then you have the other side of it where they're left wander in such conditions and such states that it begs the question who is dealing with this, like, you know. And unfortunately, you know, we're a bit slow then to point the finger. You know, we need more people to step up and witness, you know, the witnesses of these incidents and come forward and make statements and go to court, you know, so that these people do see justice. Because at the moment, it's a case of the way the laws are. It's just a case of, well, we'll just take that one and we'll get him to safety. But it doesn't stop anyone else then from getting another dog, you know, and doing exactly the same thing.
There are situations where people have witnessed animal cruelty or certainly animal neglect, but they won't testify in court or they won't.
Yeah, no, you're correct.
Is that the problem? Is that a big problem?
Yeah. Because they can be neighbours. I can see the issue behind it. They can be neighbours and, you know, they don't particularly want to get involved in it. They just want to let us know. But with us, we're, you know, and it's the same with the guards. Without any witnesses or without anybody prepared to make a statement, we're snookered, really. If the dog is in bad enough condition, we can take it. Us judges aren't really handing out strict enough laws. When we do get people into court, the very least, they should be banned from having animals. But that's not even the case. Sometimes they get a ban for maybe a year or two years. But, you know, I think to start with, anyone done for animal neglect should be banned from having animals for forever. There's so many things to change in this country. And if we looked abroad and saw how they did it in other countries, it would be a start.
You saying people who have witnessed animal cruelty or animal neglect not being prepared to testify in court, that's similar to what we've heard on the programme, where people are reluctant to testify when it comes to illegal dumping. They don't want to get into trouble with people they know who've carried out this offence. Could I ask you, Maurice, I know you're talking about you feel the regulations when it comes to puppy farms are just not strict enough. The Social Democrats before Christmas, and you might know more than I do, but they did put forward a bill before Christmas to add more restrictions to dog breeding in this country. The Social Democrats wanted to cap the number of breeding females at 30 per site, introduce a 16-month minimum age for breeding dogs, and an 8-year maximum age, and a maximum of 1 litter per year per breeding female. These were some of the measures being proposed by the Social Democrats. How is that bill going along, and do you think it needs to be even more strenuous?
I mean, this is the thing. I mean, these things take forever. But yet, 2 weeks ago, you know, a tragic accident happened involving a scrambler motorbike, and today they're in government and they're banning scrambler motorbikes.
As a result of the death of a teenage girl, yeah.
Yeah, so it's my point. You know, that was tragic, but it's taken them 2 weeks to get this bill in front of, you know, and it will be banned, and rightly so. But it seems to me then like that anything else, especially when it comes to animals, it takes forever. You know, we're talking years, you know, before all of these things come into place. And I asked the question, and you're probably, you know, many of your listeners have asked the question, why does this take so long when it's clear that we can move an awful lot faster when we need to, you know?
And why is that the case then? Why do you think that is the case?
I have no idea. I mean, you know, there's politicians there that will have to be asked that question. You know, I'd love to see more. When these elections come around, I'd love to see people asking more questions about animals and animal welfare, because honestly, I have met a couple of politicians and they haven't a clue about animal welfare.
Finally,
because obviously I'm experienced in it, you know, and I know what's going on. So far, between yesterday and today, I've had 4 calls about dogs being kept in unsanitary conditions in boxes and chained up in their own feces, no fresh water, food being thrown to them. That's just in the last 2 days alone. What we can do, I don't know, because they're on private property, and this is what makes animal welfare very difficult in this country, because if it's on private property, we can't even enter. I mean, so like, I'll give you that example last week. That woman slammed her dog off the footpath, and when the guards went there, she refused to surrender the dog because it was in her house at that particular time, and the guards had no right to go in there. They weren't legally they couldn't go into the house. The only thing is that she decided to take the same dog for a walk 10 minutes later, and that's when they seized the dog, because it was in public. But they couldn't go into her house, you know, and that's a big, big problem, because then they'd have to go to court, they'd have to get a warrant, you know, and that would take forever as well. And by that time, the dog would be gone, like, you know. So it's a crazy kind of situation when you see this kind of neglect, you know. I mean, the fact that we can chain up a dog all day long and you're only liable to have it, the chain, at a certain length. Now, there's a little law that says you have to walk your dog with you. How are you going to prove that somebody's walking the dog, you know? The fact that you can do that just baffles me, in you know, I'm baffled many of our counterparts in Europe. You know, I speak to a lot of people in Europe when it comes to dog rescue, and they can get over some of the rules and the regulations that we have here, and the things that people are allowed to get away with legally. Yeah. Legally allowed to get away with. You know, for example, in Germany, you have to take a test. You have to sit down and you have to take a test before, like a driving test, before you get a dog. And then there's a tax on the dog. It's not your God-given right to have a dog.
Maurice Enright, founder and chair of Sarah Husky, an animal rescue based here in Kerry. Do you agree with him that we're actually getting crueler towards animals, that it's all fine talk about how much we love them, and that we need to follow the lead of countries like Germany, where you have to undergo a test, like a driving test, to prove that you are responsible and you are capable of owning a dog? Let us know.